We have a word that has done a lot of quiet damage to how we think, and the word is cloud. Every time we say our photos, our chats, our AI live in the cloud, we picture something weightless, floating, clean. This week, some people in southern India reminded us what the cloud actually is. It is a hillside scraped down to red earth. It is a building that drinks a city's worth of power and water, and when they marched against it, they carried a banner with four words on it that I can't get out of my head: "We cannot drink data." Let me think forward about this calmly, because it's easy to turn it into either a villain story or a shrug, and neither is right. Google is building something real that will create real jobs under a government that was really elected. And also, that facility sits beside a wildlife sanctuary and on top of a water supply that people depend on to live. Both of those things are true. What's new is that they're now colliding in a specific place in front of us. Here's the shift I think matters for all of us, wherever we live. For a while, AI felt like it happened somewhere else, in code, in the abstract, in California. What this moment shows is that the intelligence we're building has a body, and that body has to sit somewhere, drink something, and displace someone. As we ask these systems to do more, they will need more. More power, more water, more land. And that demand won't land evenly. It will land, as it usually does, on the places and people with the least power to say no. So, let me be honest about my confidence. I'd put high odds, maybe 4 in 5 over the next few years, that the fight over where AI physically lives becomes one of the defining conflicts of this whole era. Communities against data centers, water against compute, the promise of jobs against the certainty of a drained aquifer. What I'm genuinely unsure about is who wins those fights, and whether we find a way to build this stuff that doesn't quietly export its cost to whoever is least able to refuse. What would make me more hopeful is seeing the true price of compute, the water, the power, the land, put honestly on the table before the earth movers arrive, not litigated after. And here's where I'll land. The most useful thing this banner does is break the spell of a word. There is no cloud. There is only someone else's hillside, someone else's water, someone else's leopard at the tree line. That's not a reason to reject what we're building. It's a reason to build it awake. To remember that every abstract thing we summon onto a screen is paid for, somewhere, in something real. If the age of AI is going to be worth it, we have to at least be honest about what it costs, and to whom, because you can't in the end drink data. This case was examined at GAFAM.AI.